Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Hi, I'm Lance Brown, a dairy farmer from Blanchard, Oklahoma. Did you know that 97% of farms are family-owned? This includes my family's dairy farm. Dairy farming is more than just a job for my family. It's our way of life. To learn more about the dairy farm families behind your milk and life on the dairy farm, visit DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company counsels with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you.
A day of celebration this last Friday in Stillwater on the campus of Oklahoma State University as the 125th anniversary of the Magruder Plots was celebrated. The Magruder Plots, named for A.C. Magruder, the first professor of agriculture at then Oklahoma A&M College. The wheat plots there are the third longest running field trial in the United States. You can see them if you come in from the west side of Stillwater on Highway 51. That's where they're located at as you arrive in Stillwater. At the field day Friday that was celebrating the Magruder Plots, our own Carson Horn talked with Dean Tom Kuhn about the importance of this research.
Research began 2 years after OSU was formed, then as Oklahoma A&M. That was in 1890. The research began in 1892, and it's been going every year since then. We've raised wheat on these plots every year since then to understand the dynamics of soils, what happens to nutrients in soils, and how fertilization can alter that. You know, we think, well, we understand that completely, don't we? And the fact is, we don't. There's always something more we can learn. So, for now, for example, understanding the role that the microbes play in soil in making nitrogen available and those kinds of things, those are insights that we're still discovering more about that. Mm-hmm. Or perhaps that what we call the microbiome, all the microbial organisms that might live on the plant itself, what role those play in plant health and its resistance to disease or to pests and that kind of thing. So we've been in this business for that length of time because the people of Oklahoma said we need this kind of research.
Dean of the Division of Agriculture at Oklahoma State University, Dr. Tom Kuhn, the Magruder plots were originally planted for the first time in the fall of 1892. They were established to obtain information on the ability of the soil to continue to produce good yields of wheat without fertilization. And they are the starting point for all the agricultural research that has been done for 125 years now at OSU. Even as President Trump is overseas this week, a budget plan that his administration has put together expected to be submitted to Congress tomorrow. It does include apparently steep cuts to farm subsidies, according to Bloomberg News. However, lawmakers are saying don't pay too much attention to that. The Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky has signaled that lawmakers will seek substantial changes to the proposal, calling it a process of negotiation. He adds, "We haven't paid a whole lot of attention to any president's budget since I've been here." And the Senate Agriculture Committee will be holding a hearing on the agricultural economy this coming Thursday. Witnesses still to be determined. You've got farm news on Ron.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com.
It's the new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.